Patience, or perseverance, has been described as the ability to bear up under prolonged periods of stress or pressure. And usually when we think of patience, we think of the guy tying the knot in the end of the proverbial rope, or we think of someone who's just hunkering down in the foxhole until the storm passes by and they're exercising patience. But true patience, the kind of patience that the Holy Spirit of God allows us to bear fruit in our lives, is more than just grimly waiting through the storm. It is the kind of patience that allows us to march courageously into the teeth of the storm. It's keeping your hand on the rudder and your face into the wind in the midst of the worst storms that life can throw at you. Hebrews 12:1 talks about it, uses that similar word, perseverance. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. No, it's not just curling up in a fetal position and waiting for things to get better. It's running while keeping our eyes on the goal, and the goal is Jesus. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 3, Paul says, suffering produces patience or perseverance. And I think I'm correct in saying this. The only environment that I am aware of in which patience can be learned is the environment of hardship. That's where we learn it. That's where we grow in patience. Now, if patience can only be learned through suffering, then who wants patience? I mean, if I've got to go through suffering in order to acquire patience, I'll just try to live through my life without having to become really good at being patient. I'll pray for a life where everything goes smoothly. And I'll pray for a life where I don't have to take any detours, and where the easy way is always before me. And did you know that to some degree, you can actually choose to take the easy way through life? You're going to run into some things that are beyond your control. But if you aren't willing to go through the school of hardship in order to gain patience, then you will probably never really excel at anything in life. You'll never learn to play the piano because it takes patience and practice to learn to play the piano. You'll never speak a foreign language because it takes patience and practice to learn another language. You'll probably never become a scholar. You'll probably never become very skilled in your profession. You'll probably never be a great parent or a great husband or a great wife, because these things all require tremendous patience and perseverance. And patience only comes through suffering. You know, the gymnasts and the ice skaters all make it look so easy, but it's only because they have endured with patience the suffering it took and those long hours in order to get where they finally are. You know why many folks never, ever achieve the goals they start out for in life? It's because they quit somewhere along the way. They lose patience and they throw in the towel. One person has written, you are never a failure until you quit. Patience is so critically important. And there is a reason that God wants us as Christians to not run from patience, but to run into it headlong and acquire it through the hardship that always goes with it. In James chapter 1, down in verse 4, there's that familiar phrase there, that familiar verse. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. You know what perseverance produces, patience produces? It produces maturity, James says, and completeness. It'll put you in a position where you're not lacking anything. You know, that's the very opposite of the way a child acts. A child has very little or no patience. They have a very short attention span. They don't know the difference between no and not now. If they ask for candy and you say not now, That's the same thing as saying no to them. And they're just, you know, sometimes intolerant over that answer. There's a Danish proverb that I like. It goes like this. Give to a pig when it grunts, and give to a child when it cries, and you will have a fine pig and a bad child. For a child to reach any level of maturity, one of the very first lessons that parents have to teach is teaching a child to be patient. And that's a hard lesson. It's hard when we're up in years to be patient. And many of us, if we're not careful, and if we haven't grown in this area of the Spirit's work in our life, we can still be old in years, but very much like a child when it comes to this fruit of patience. You know, we can pray the prayer, keep me safe and keep me away from all harm. But I don't know any professional athletes who took that route to greatness. We've got to be willing to step out there and deal with what life gives us, and at times wade into the deep water ourselves if we're going to learn this. This, I think, says it well. I walked a mile with pleasure. She chatted all the way, but left me none the wiser for all she had to say. I walked a mile with sorrow, and not a word said she. But oh, the things I learned from her when sorrow walked with me. If you're having difficulties dealing with stress and going through storms and hard times, should you do? Should you pray that prayer, Lord, take it away from me? Well, that's the inclination, and I think, in all honesty, most of us do pray that prayer. But I don't think we should always necessarily ask that of God. In James chapter 1, in verse 5, James tells us that we need to ask for wisdom. There in that same context of perseverance and what we can gain through perseverance, he says, ask for wisdom. Did you know that God sometimes puts us in the storm, and sometimes allows us to be in the storm, in order for us to pass the test that he wants us to pass? He won't flunk you if you fail the test. God just has a way of letting you repeat the test again and again sometimes until you learn the lesson that he has in mind. The Israelites got out there in the wilderness, and God was trying to teach them to trust him. Well, they made one lap, and they began to complain and moan about the lack of water, and so God says, we'll take another lap. And they did. They came back and they moaned and complained because they didn't have meat. God says, take another lap. And this went on for 40 years. And finally, at the end of all those laps, at the end of all those repeated tests, they finally learned the lesson that God had intended that they learn. The lesson of trusting Him for the provisions that He was willing to give. You ever wonder why the same things keep happening over and over in your life? Well, it may be because you're having to take the same test over and over and over again until you learn the lesson. Well, how do you pass the test? How can we grow in patience? How can I reach my goals in life without quitting, giving up somewhere along the way? Well, it all starts with our attitude. In James chapter 1, verse 2, again in this same context, we're talking about a perseverance and patience. He starts off by saying, consider it pure joy. In verse 12, he uses the word blessed. You know, when you're in fiery trials and all these afflictions, consider it pure joy. The next time you're caught having to wait on someone to get your mocha frappe ready at McDonald's and they're slow, or the next time you're dealing with a difficult person, or the next time you're facing a trial, remind yourself, God is growing me and refining me and perfecting me through whatever it is that I'm going through. And thank Him. Well, that's a different kind of a response, isn't it? Thank God for what He's doing in your life. And if you respond like that, you'll never be defeated. There in James, again, in chapter 1, down in verse 12, he says this, the last part of verse 12, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. That's God's intent for every test we go through. He has something for us. He wants to bless us in the end. Satan wants to discourage you to the point that you will give up. You know, every tormentor that's ever walked the face of this earth has had that same common goal. I started out in life as a tormentor of my brother who was 2 years my junior. And I loved to torment him. We laugh about it now, but it wasn't funny then. All I had to do was look at him and just point at him. And it would reduce him to tears. And I was just gleeful if I could ever get him to that point, much to my parents' consternation. But my parents had a little side talk with him, and they said, when he does that, just laugh at him. Well, that took all the fun out of it for me when he would just laugh at me. Tormentors enjoy seeing someone reduced to tears. Now, Satan has come to torment us, and he wants us to become discouraged to the point of giving up. But what happens when he throws an obstacle in our way and we praise God and we thank God for what he's teaching us in that moment, when we thank God for an opportunity to grow in patience? Satan derives no joy from that kind of a response in a believer's life. He threw Paul and Silas down into the prison. They were down in the stocks, and they sang and praised God. Satan took no pleasure in that kind of a response from those men. He wanted them to quit, but they refused to quit. The fruit of the Spirit of God that he gives us in this area allows us to bear up under incredible suffering. And I know Christians, and you do too, who have borne up beautifully under hardship, not for days or weeks or months, but for years, and who still remain joyful and still praise the Lord in spite of those difficulties. So let me ask you again, are you a patient person? God is. Jesus illustrated what the Father is like by telling the story of the prodigal. And you know, the real hero of the story is not that boy who came to his senses. The real hero of the story is a father who waited and waited and waited. And when that boy finally came home, forgave and took him back in again. Listen to what Peter says about the patience of God. 2 Peter 3:9, he's not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He's patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Listen to what Paul says about the patience of God in 1 Timothy 1:16. But for that very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. God has been incredibly patient with every one of us. And his desire is that through the Spirit that he has placed within our hearts, we will also demonstrate that level of patience with one another and with the people that we come in contact with in the public, people that give us hard times and people that are rude to us, that we are patient, loving people like our Father is. The lesson's yours. If tonight we can pray for you, if we can assist you, if you're ready to respond to the gospel, we'll do that. If you need to come tonight, we invite you to do it as we stand and as we sing.